like for you to be here, you know, with Josh, guy that you know, and, you know, kind of starting things new after having success, what you're doing?
I mean, it's always fun. Always fun to have a new start, and it's always good to have familiar faces with you. And we have a few guys here from New England, and with Josh being the head coach and being the offensive coordinator at New England, that's helped me adjust a lot quicker than probably normal.
Not to belabor the point, but is it at all weird that, you know, your quarterback's not here, that you're working out and Jay's kind of got this rift going on?
I mean, that all get worked out. It all get worked out in time, and I mean, hopefully he's here. Hopefully he's here, and hopefully he's our guy. But I mean, if not, I mean, we're gonna have to play one way or the other.
Have you caught any passes? Were y'all playing catch out there?
Yeah, we've been throwing the ball around a little bit.
That's and, Chris Sims passing.
I mean, he's throwing it. it's still early. I mean, not gonna win any games right now or get evaluated by just tossing the ball around. So I mean, we're just trying to get back. Everybody's trying to get back into the flow of it.
Can you describe what this? You know, we hear about this intricate offense that you guys ran in New England. Can mm-hmm. you just describe a little bit about how that's different, say, from a West Coast style that this team's always run before?
I mean, it'll be different and similar and the same. I mean, football will be football. We're gonna run the ball, gonna throw the ball. And I mean, it's just from week to week. I mean, Josh, in New England, Josh was a heck of an offensive coordinator. And I mean, he from week to week. I mean, you never know. You never know. You're just gonna have to be on top of things, and it can switch up in a minute. And West Coast is kind of just like West Coast. I mean, it doesn't really change too much. But I mean, here we'll probably change it up a little bit, and we'll see.
Is it kind of based on maybe fooling the defense a little bit, throwing so much at him that you kind of catch him, you know, off guard in different packages?
Yeah, and going into that film study and just trying to put ourselves in the best position to make plays against whoever we're playing that week, and that'll change on a week-to-week basis.
Is Sims commanding when he's out there? Is he kind of trying to take charge?
Oh, yeah, you can kind of see his leadership. You can definitely see his leadership. And, I mean, that's a great quality that every quarterback needs to have. And, I mean, it's good to see that out of him right now.
At what point in the offseason would you normally want to – start throwing with someone that you would anticipate would be your starting quarterback, especially someone that you haven't played with before?
Definitely coming up around the mini camps, and definitely, I mean, you have to be in caught passes from by training camp to try to get that timing down and get the chemistry down with the whole offense, because, I mean, the quarterback is pretty much in control of everything, so it'll be really important.
What do you see your role being in this offense? Do you see yourself as one, two, three? I know you can play all three.
I'm just going to learn them all and be ready. Be ready when my number's called, try to make plays.
What have your impressions been of the other receivers, Brandon, Eddie?
They're a bunch of, I mean, a good group of guys, real good group of guys. Make me feel right at home, and, I mean, a hard-working group, and going to look forward to going out there and being a real strong receiving core this year.
How do you think Eddie compares to Wes Welker?
I mean, I guess height about the same, but Eddie might be a little taller actually. He's a tremendous athlete. From the outside looking in, and then getting to see him run around a little bit today, still haven't got to see him run routes. But I mean, from the outside looking in last year, I mean, I thought he was a heck of a receiver.
So you've known Josh as an offensive coordinator now as a head coach. How was he in a meeting? How is he as a head coach? Is any different?
Straight from that first team meeting, he just took control, and that's how he always has been. Bill was the head coach, and then Josh was the offensive coordinator. But to everybody on the offensive side, that's all we knew was Josh. I mean, Bill ran the show, but Josh pretty much ran the offense.
How much of Belichick do you see in him?
Oh, a lot. I mean, you can definitely tell he's coached up under him. And I mean, a lot of those great leadership qualities that Bill has, you can see them in Josh.
What's like the main thing that you think he's taken from Coach Belichick?
You can't just pinpoint one thing, but just his, I mean, how he handles business, the way he goes about treating everybody the same, not showing favoritism to any one player. You're supposed to be, I guess, quote unquote, star players or anything. They don't care. They want a team to go out there and win, because the individuals won't win.
He has obviously ended up in a situation where he's in the spotlight lot for off the field type stuff now with what's going on with Cutler. There's a lot of talk about him being young and how he would handle that and whether that would affect how he would handle that. What do you know about his personality that you can kind of contribute as far as, or, you know, put us inside as far as what you think?
Well, I think if anybody could handle this situation, Coach McDaniels can handle it. I mean, being up under Bill, he's seen all kind of stuff go down and had to deal with a whole lot of different situations. So, I mean, he's very mature for his age and has a very good head on his shoulder. So, I mean, between him and management, I mean, I'm sure everything could get worked out.
Kenny Peterson said the face of the team is the quarterback. It always kind of is. It just works that way. What's that transition like if there is a change, and how does that work in terms of, you know, becoming an identity for the team?
I mean, the quarterback is a very important key part of the team. But, I mean, before the quarterback gets the ball, the center gets the ball. I mean, it has to get it to him. So, I mean, you can't put more emphasis on one position than the other. The quarterback just manages everything. But, I mean, everybody's accountable out there. So, as far as that is concerned, I mean, the quarterback, whoever it will be behind center, will need to get some reps being, I mean, first year, and especially first year in offense.
Most important qualities that a quarterback needs to have in this particular offense?
A lot of leadership. Has to have leadership. That was one of our things in New England. I mean, Tom Brady, he just took control of everything and put everybody in spots. That's why, I mean, you got to know the offense in and out.
Did Josh treat Tom Brady just like another guy, like you talk about teamwork, and there's no star system that they're treated differently? Was Tom treated the same?
Yeah, I think Tom got MF just about as much as everybody else did. So that's that's great. I mean, once you see your quarterback get talked to, then you got to know. I mean, the coach is showing no favoritism. Everybody has to show up and play.
Time for a few more guys.
Jamar was part of it. Tom Brady's personality. I mean, he was probably, you always hear stories. He didn't miss a workout. He was the first one in, last one to leave. That kind of set the tone for the rest of the team, the way Tom Brady carried himself. Is that what you expect from quarterbacks you play with?
Yeah, I mean, that's just what you expect from everybody. I mean, everybody's held accountable. So, I mean, Tom did his thing, but, I mean, whether he would have been there or not, everybody was going to go out there and work hard. And that's the same thing that Josh kind of said in our team meeting. I mean, we got to, everybody that's here, let's go to work. I mean, we're a team. That deal will get handled. We can't. I mean, that's not nothing that none of the other players can handle. None of the other coaches can handle that. Something that'll be handled with management and with the head coach. So, I mean, we'll love to have him here. I was looking forward to meeting him. I mean, that'll happen all in this time.
Jamar, how difficult is it to learn coach's offense?
I mean, it could be real difficult if you don't study. It just takes a lot of work. It's just like anything else that's new to you. I mean, when you move to a new city, you got to get out and look around before you get familiar with it. The same thing. You got to get in your playbook and just study. And, I mean, it'll come to you.